Unit 6. The Miracle on the Hudson. On January 15, 2009, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 was cleared for takeoff and became airborne at 3:25 p.m. EST. There were 150 passengers and 5 crew members aboard. The co-pilot, Jeffrey Skiles, was at the controls and noticed a formation of birds ahead of the aircraft at an altitude of about 3,200 feet, 980 meters. The plane then passed through a large flock of Canadian geese at 3:27. The bodies of these large birds were sucked into the air intake of both jet engines and caused them to lose almost all power. The captain, Chesley Sullenberger, then took over the controls of the plane. He quickly realized that the aircraft was already too low to reach an airport and decided to land the plane in the nearby Hudson River. As the plane lost altitude, Captain Sullenberger said to air traffic controllers, "We're going to be in the Hudson." He then told the passengers to brace for impact, and 90 seconds later, the plane crash-landed into the ice-cold water, which soon began to enter the aircraft. Many passengers began to panic as crew members evacuated them onto the wings of the partially submerged and slowly sinking airliner. Soon, boats from both sides of the river began to arrive to rescue the passengers and crew. A commuter ferry was the first, arriving just a few minutes after the crash. Passengers on the ferry began to help rescuing the passengers of the downed airplane, tossing life vests and ropes to them. Then, vessels of the New York City Fire and Police Departments and the United States Coast Guard arrived, and all 150 passengers, as well as the 5 crew members, were rescued safely. Though many passengers had been injured, not one person was lost. The Hudson is a large river that runs between New York City and New Jersey. Since both sides of the river are heavily populated, there were hundreds of people that watched the emergency landing and rescue that is now called the Miracle on the Hudson. Captain Sullenberger and the flight crew were widely praised for protecting the safety of the passengers. The captain, in particular, was considered a hero for his skill and quick response to what could have been a terrible disaster. He said later that he tried to land the plane near boating facilities in hopes of a speedy rescue of the passengers. The captain can indeed be considered a true hero since, as the last person to leave the sinking plane, he insisted on checking the interior for lost passengers in freezing cold water up to his waist twice. He displayed the nature that people love in a hero by humbly stating, "We were simply doing the job we were trained to do."